B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Grace.
Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you, Grace?
I met a great guy on Bumble, and I was hoping you could help me reconnect with him.
Okay.
I like Bumble.
Tell us about
Bumble's
when,
a good app.
When you and this gentleman met on Bumble.
Well, I'm new to dating, so it takes me a minute to remember, yeah. I met this great guy. We went out. We had a really good time. We ended up back at my place. You know, things got a little hot and heavy, I guess you could say. And, you know, I just don't know, you know, why I haven't heard from him.
And he hasn't contacted you since?
No, I don't know why. I really thought we had a connection.
I mean...
Yeah, you are new to dating.
Yeah, I can give you an idea, but...
It's usually...
Let's not jump the gun, though.
It's 3 one-syllable words. Do you want to hear them?
Okay.
One night.
Oh, God.
Stand.
Wait, that's what that's for? That's what Bumble is for?
No.
Well, there are dating sites.
Come on, expert.
There's people on every dating site that are just looking for hookups. So, and a lot of times they'll specify that in their profile.
I mean, I have to be honest. I really just liked his picture. I didn't really read, like, the whole profile.
Okay.
But he was very cute. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God.
There's your first problem.
You're going to be having a lot of sex and then not getting calls back in the future. I can see that already. All right, so Grace, we'll try and call this gentleman and see if we can hook you guys up again next, okay?
Thanks. Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet Grace. We just spoke to her, and she's very new to online dating.
Mm-hmm.
So new that she went on Bumble, found this dude. His name is Anthony, correct?
Yeah, Anthony.
She can't tell us anything about Anthony because she just looked at his picture and liked it. They met up. They had a date. They had sex. Anthony hasn't contacted her since.
Hmm.
Now, from the outside looking in, screams booty call. It's leaking booty call. But
that doesn't sound very appealing.
But Grace wants us to call him and see why he will not contact her for another date. Grace, can you please be quiet so we can call Anthony now?
Hello?
Hi, is this Anthony?
Yeah, who's this?
Anthony, we're sorry for waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're the Get Up Crew from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
Did I win tickets to some concert?
No, maybe. Okay, here's why we're calling you. We got your phone number from a lady who wanted us to call you because she would love to take you out on a date. We are calling you to let you know that you can pick the date and we'll pay for it.
She can't just call me directly. I mean, I'm on my way to work.
Good question.
That's a great question. Apparently, she said that she's been trying to get in contact with you, but it hasn't been happening.
Oh, is her name Grace?
Her name is Grace. And before... So here's the deal. Grace, we spoke to her. She said she was very new to online dating. And she enjoyed the date that you guys went on with. And she would love to see you again.
Oh, God. I can't believe she called a radio station about this. She seemed like a good girl, right? But, like, I don't think it's going to work out.
Why?
God, I... All right, so we went back to her place, and it was just the raunchiest, dirtiest sex I've ever had. And, like, I've been with girls from Philly, you know? Like,
what the hell does that mean?
Like, it was all, you know, like, we were on all the furniture, like, the floor. There was some old TV. We did it on that. The carpet. I came on the dresser. Like,
okay.
And you don't want another date with her?
That was fine. Then I woke up in the morning that there's some other voice in the house, right?
Uh-huh.
It turns out she didn't tell me she was with her mom.
Oh.
And it was in her mom's bedroom.
Stop it.
It wasn't even her own room.
Stop.
her mom's room. I had to look the mom in the eye. I can't look the mom in the eye, like, especially after the mom, like, makes a comment, like, how loud we were. So apparently the mom was there somewhere during
this
time.
Heard the whole thing, too?
Oh, come on. What's the big deal, dude?
Well, hold on a second. Okay, wait. Anthony, Grace is on the phone. And she heard what you said. Grace.
Why didn't you guys warn me?
Yeah, I bring guys back there all the time. My mom doesn't care. She'd rather me do it in her room than, like, inconvenience me.
That is so weird. Oh, my God. You bring guys over all the time and f*** them with your mom there?
I mean, I haven't dated in a while, but, I mean, yeah, she's been okay with it in the past, and she wants me to be safe.
I mean, how nice of her.
Yeah, you have, like, the coolest / weirdest mother ever.
So she just listens? Do you and your mom have a safe word or something? This is insane.
I usually text her, you know, when I'm bringing a guy over, and she'll just go out and she'll have dinner. You know, she'll go out and do something, and then she'll come home and just sleep on the couch in the living room. Like, it's not a big deal.
We f***ed in the living room, too! Was she there? Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't think so. No.
Bro, I can't explain to you all the nasty s*** we did in... Knowing her mom was there and hearing all the noises coming out of my mouth and her mouth, like, this wasn't, you know, 2 years in relationship sex. This was like, I'm never going to see you again. I'm going to do whatever. Like,
so is that a no to another thing? Or...
Yeah, I don't want to be in between her and her mom's weird relationship. No, I'm good.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
You're going to hear one of those rare occasions where actually trying to impress your date too much backfires. Listen at 8:10 with the Get Up Crew on.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.